Papa. Two Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Station Washington Road, at this Labor Day weekend. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and drinking and driving. There you go. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Okay. This show has been full of pilot errors. I don't know what it is. I've been doing this for 38 years off and on. Or 37. I'm working with this equipment for the last five. I don't know. Maybe need retraining or something. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. You hear behind me, beep-beeping the Roadrunners and shifting gears. They're out of Worcester, Massachusetts. The track that was released on the Vincent label in 1966. This is the last week I'll be playing. It will be an old new backing track for the month of September. Just heard the Kinks and Sitting on My Sofa. A B-side to Well-Respected Man. Before that, the Fabulous Fish did Heat. Track originally released on the Jewel label in 1968. Out of the compilation Psychedelic States. Ohio in the 60s, Volume 2. The Sonics, Maintaining Their Cool, or Maintaining My Cool. Got off the compilation, Northwest Battle of the Bands, Volume 1, Flash and Crash. Came out in 2000 on Beat Rock, originally released on the Jordan label in 1966. And we kicked it off with a band called The Beginners. And Do You Wonder, off the compilation, One Hand in the Darkness. Came out in 2005 on Lance. The original recording was on the Panorama label in 1965. Well, our first hour went by like mud. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Good, I'm determined to get you to be my Dad, please don't be no, for Christ's sake.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Street. She's awful sweet and pretty. The boys stand on their heads for her, but she thinks they're all silly. She's got freckles on her nose, her hair is light and sandy. Penelope Candace is her name, but we call her Penny Candy. She doesn't know what a nickel is, she's got no use for dollars. There's always a penny in her hand and licorice on her collar. She's the sweetest girl in town, the little boys think she's a dandy. But their monkey shines don't bother her while she's eating Penny Candy. Penny Candy, she eats that messy kind. Penny Candy, she eats it all the time. Up the neighborhood. Her little face is always glowing. And when she's in a hurry, we all know where she's a-going. It's to the little corner store that's awful close and handy. Then once again, her happy face is black with penny candy. Penny candy, she eats that messy kind. Penny candy, she eats it all the time. She's always got a smile for you if you should ever meet her. And with candy on her face, her smile is a little sweeter. Candace is her name, and she likes that fine and dandy. But if you want to see her dimple show, just call her Penny Candy. Penny Candy, she eats that messy kind. Penny Candy, she eats it all the time.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Short Fat Fanny. One day when I was visiting that Heartbreak Hotel, that's where I met Fanny, and she sure looked swell. I told her that I loved her, I'd never leave. She put her arm around me, gave me fever. She's my tootie booty, I love the child so. She wants me like a hound dog everywhere I go. Whenever I'm around, I'm on my P's and Q's. She might step on my blue suede shoes while at a honky-tonk party just the other. To the rescue. Short Fat Fanny, she's my heart's desire. Short Fat Fanny, sets my soul on fire. Only Monday we were might step on my blue suede shoes. Well, at a honky-tonk party just the other night, Fanny got jealous and she started a fight. 'Cause I was dancing with Mary Lou, I had to call Jim Dandy to the rescue. Short fat Fanny is my heart's desire, got the kind of love and sets my soul on fire.
Oh yeah, 7:19 p.m. Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard Larry Williams and Short Fat Fanny, 1957 on this specialty label. Before that, the Caravans did Three Musketeers, track that you can find on the Hipsville Volume 2 compilation. Came out on the Cramden label in 1985, it was originally released on the Key Man label in 1966. Before that, Jim Reeves from 1954 on the Abbott label and Penny Candy. Before that, this week's song that everybody knows, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels and Devil with a Blue Dress On from the Breakout LP. Came out in 1966 on Blue Voice. New Voice. Damn. I am out of it. I'm crazy from the heat. The Apollos kicked off the set, first set of the second hour, with Laugh on My Face from the compilation Psychedelic Crown Jewels Volume 3. Came out in the 2000 on the Gear Fab label. The original release was on their own Apollo label in 1966. Yeah. Got about 40 minutes to go. For automation, unless Marissa comes in early, she plays bat tunes from 9 to 10 ordinarily. So maybe she'll come in, we'll have a real live human being broadcasting. Hey, you know, if you want to be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people in the Boston area and across the internet, all you got to do is make me an ID. How do you do it, Alex? I'll tell you. All you got to do, you give you your name, stage name acceptable, your claim to fame or lack thereof, and general geographic location or plan and all their possible combinations, and mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations, make it into a Wavern MP3 and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. And good catch by Mike Murray, host of Whole Lot of Shaking, is Saturday afternoons from 4 to 6 on the Facebook page, the Desperate Hours and WMFO Facebook page. I strongly suggest you like it. Throw me a bone. I put 8:31, that Thursday was 8:31. I was already thinking of vacation. I had a long weekend off. One more break, 38 minutes. Can we do it? Sure. These are the Desperate Hours.
hard times. Friday's child, that's me. Something you look like nothing.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Man, like so ugly. Thank you.
awesome time? Did you drink awesome shooters and listen to awesome music and then just sit around and soak up each other's awesomeness?
Kids today have gone astray. Well, they should know, 'cause they're all mixed up too. Some people think that kids are bad. Well, that's too bad, 'cause they don't know the kids the way I do. Maybe they wish that they were cool and looking so young, and that their mama's got a story that will stay unsung. Some people ought to simmer down and look around and think about the swinging times to be had. And maybe then some people will be glad. Some people ought to simmer down and look around and think about the swinging time to be had. And maybe then some people will be glad.
quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I just played. Sure, the Duels and Stick Shift. I think I played that a number of times over the years. With that, Bruno and the Gladiators off a compilation that I got out of the generosity of one of my fans. And their legion, I tell you. Bruno and the Gladiators in Istanbul. I got off the compilation Sleazy Surf, Exotic Surf and Hot Rod Delights, Volume 2. The original release was on the Vault label. For that, Bob Taylor did After Hours, a track released on the Stacy label in 1962. I got off the compilation Las Vegas Grind, Part 1. Chet Harris did Some People, track released in Decca in the UK in 1962. Pleasant Valley Tune Jammers did Ugly, track released on the Linda label 1960. I got off the compilation A Big Itch, Volume 4. And we kicked off the set with something kind of serious and maudlin to boot. Nancy Sinatra singing a Lee Hazelwood composition. Friday's Child came out in 1966 on a reprise. Okay, got about 20 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
I'm so insecure that you can't make me. Hey, this is Nick Z from the 4019s, Los Angeles, California Garage Rock, and you're listening to The Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford. Rock on, Alex.
Why can't you love me like you used to do?
your senses and take my advice. She'll never treat you right, my friend. She'll never treat you right. She'll walk with you hand in hand to make you think she should. Listen to me as I try to open up these doors. She no good. She no good. She no good. She no good. She no good.
From time they're playing that song, you know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm, blues, punk and pop. Track from the has-been, shoot-a-mins, woulda, couldas, and ever words from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the show. Just heard the Benders and Can't Tame Me, track originally released on the Big Sound label in 1966. It's been comped a couple of times. I got off the compilation Back from the Grave, Volume 8. Came out in 1996 on Crypt. Before that, the Cyclones did She's No Good. I got that off of Back from the Grave, Part 4. And that was originally released on the Lee label in 1966. The Raven Blue before that, It's Not Real, from Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 8. Originally released on the Monument label, 1966. Before that, the Ravels did Rebellion. That was a B-side to Comanche. I got off the compilation Surf Legends and Rumors, 61 to 64. Before that, the Crypt. And, well, on a band, on a label, it isn't Tim Warren's Crypt label. The Crypt label, 1968, and Love, I'll Never Know. I got off the compilation Psychedelic States, Florida in the 60s, Volume 4. Before that, Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, Titch, and I don't know, half of the UK did Bend It. 1966 on the Fontana label. And then we kicked it off with the Soul Agents, and I'm Still Mad at You. Originally released in the Down Under label in Australia in 1966. I got off the compilation Hot Generation. Came out in 2002 on Big Beat. Anyway, this is the last show of the unofficial end of summer. We'll be back next week with another episode of The Desperate Hours. I hope you dug it in all sincerity. Thank you for listening. My name is Alex. As always, the pleasure was mine. Take care.